views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm speaking to you today from Hubbard Radio Studios here in Seattle on KKNW AM 1150. You might also be listening on WBLQ in Rhode Island, Connecticut, New York, or you might be listening somewhere in the United States on cable radio network or Transformation Talk Radio anywhere around the world. But wherever you're listening from, I'm glad you've joined us here today because we're going to be talking about something that's really important. I know that most of our listeners are interested in this concept of transformation, spiritual journeying, and that E word, enlightenment. But first, I want to say hello to my better half in the studio, Benny. He makes everything happen so you can hear it.
Hello, Christine.
Hi there. Nice to see you.
You as well. And pretty much, let's just break it down. You're heard worldwide. That's basically how Christine is being heard right now.
Yeah, somewhere
so
around the
So get
world.
To a computer as fast as you can, and so you can hear this wonderful show coming up next. Because you had listed nationally, locally, but you didn't go outside, Christine. We need to expand your horizon.
Yes, well, yes, I do. I do know we have some listeners from other places in the world, and it's always great to have listeners wherever.
Just make a journey.
And yeah, I love the age of the internet because it means that we can, you know, reach and connect all over the world so easily.
It's very true and very cool.
It is cool. And you know, Benny, we're going to be talking about enlightenment today, and it's funny, you know, I've got a bit of a drive to come into the studio, and I love being in the studio here as opposed to calling in.
It's all for me. Thank
and,
you.
Yes. You know, better microphones and all that jazz.
Just
and
a
I get
bit.
A great view out here. And,
yeah,
and,
I'll give you that too.
But, you know, sometimes traffic is kind of a hassle. Here in the Seattle area, we can have really bad traffic on the freeways. And so there I was waiting in this long line to go from one freeway to another. And, you know, the line was probably a half mile behind me. And there was somebody who just cut in right in front of me. And, you know, sometimes I understand that people are coming from this perspective of, oops, I didn't know I needed to get in that line. And I'm
fully are aware of it.
But sometimes you just know that they think that they, you know, they have.
Their car is better than you, all the other cars. Right.
And so I was having one of those moments when I was having one of those real moments where I'm thinking, I might not be so as evolved as I thought I was, you know, because a swear word came out of my mouth. It's like I laughed at myself, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But
you're so clean, though. Not right now, apparently.
You only knew, and you know, I sometimes tell people that you may not realize this, but healers can swear like sailors.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
oh boy.
But I think we're going to be having an important conversation today because. What does it mean to be spiritually evolved within, you know, our daily lives? And I'm so excited about my guest today. Our guest is Dr. Robert Casey Foreman. He is both personally and professionally connected to the spiritual life. He's been a meditator of 40 years, but he also has his PhD from Columbia University, where he specialized in religious experiences around the world. He's been a tenured professor of comparative religions at City University of New York. And then eventually he retired from teaching and he helped found the Journal of Consciousness Studies. And he also created this family of programs called Soul Jazz. Now, you know, he's got a book out that's got a great title. It's called Enlightenment Ain't What It's Cracked Up to Be, A Journey of Discovery, Snow, and Jazz in the Soul. And I'm very happy to welcome today Dr. Robert Foreman. Robert, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Well, what a nice introduction, and thank you very much. It's really a pleasure to be here.
You know, Robert, I love the title of your book, and it's, you know, I was having one of those moments today when I was feeling a little less evolved than I like to think of myself as. Why did you write this book?
Well, frankly, it was not unconnected to what you're describing there. I think a lot of people have this sort of fantasy of what enlightenment is supposed to be like. I know I did. And the fantasy is that your life will be perfect, or that you will never get upset, or that things will always go well, or that you'll sort of cruise over everything. You know, it's like we have these fantasies about what this spiritual path is supposed to produce. And as a meditator of a very long time, you said 40 years, I think it's been 44 now.
Wow.
As a meditator of a very long time, you know, I think I understand what the spiritual path is actually producing. And it does not produce this kind of personality transplant that we all sort of fantasize about.
Right.
Rather, it produces some very real experiences, and better still, some very real shifts.
Uh-huh.
But those shifts don't make us this sort of smooth, unbendable character.
Uh-huh.
Rather, they make us the same person, but with a kind of deeper layer that is as it were, a kind of cushion beneath those layers, or a kind of a solid ground that we can stand on.
Mm-hmm.
So the upsets that we have, and we continue to have upsets, and traffic still bothers people
right.
that are enlightened. But what we can do is we can start to find a kind of stable ground in the middle of the slings and arrows.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of why I wrote the book, was to help people realize that's really what's in the offing here. And people, I think we do ourselves damage.
I think
to
so
think
too.
That our lives are going to be perfect, or our personality is going to be completely calm all the time. I think we've done ourselves enormous damage in saying that. And so the book is designed to help people through that kind of fantasy problem that I think a lot of us have.
Yes, and I think that what you're talking about is so important. And I think that people will either have expectations like you're talking about, or they'll try to fit themselves into a spiritual mold and talk a certain way, behave a certain way when they're not being authentic and actually, you know, expressing the depth of their being, but rather trying to fit into some concept of spiritual.
Yeah, we all know that. I grew up in the transcendental meditation world, and there was uh-huh. a particular way we all moved our fingers. So, you know, the voice, you take on the voice, and the voice is, and everything is lovely, and then you say like that, like that, like that, and then you kind of wiggle your fingers, and just the way that our guru Maharshi did, you know, and everything is blissful, you know, and at this point I hear those people, or I even think back to those times, and I think, oh my God, what were we doing?
You right, know, right.
It's just so far away. If spirituality is doing anything, and it is,
uh-huh.
what it's doing is it's helping people become more real and more pliable, more flexible,
uh-huh.
so that it's not like you end up always having this sort of calm demeanor, but rather when things are exciting, you love rock and roll,
uh-huh.
and when things are quiet, you love the quiet, and when you're having sex, you have wonderful sex, and when you're driving your car, you're just driving your car,
uh-huh.
and I think the point of all this is to be fully present and real and open to whatever emotions and pressures and drives that we have, as opposed to repressing so much of it and
yes.
not feeling things and not doing certain things.
Oh, that's
so I think
important.
The spiritual path is designed to help people become more open and freer, but not one particular thing. I think that's a mistake that a lot of us made. I know I sure as heck did.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. And, you know, I think that people understand that within the concept of religion. I know that there are a lot of people who have exited their religious upbringings because they want to be spiritual and not religious. And yet, you know, I think many of them have sort of taken on that same kind of structure of this is what it means to be. And I think it's so important what you're saying about being real and being open to that flow of whatever is.
Yeah, I think if enlightenment offers us anything, and again, I think it does, I
uh-huh.
think what it offers us is a level of openness, a level of freedom that I think without it we are more restricted.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And I think that what people really are finding on the spiritual path is not the quiet voice and the calm demeanor, uh-huh. but rather people are finding that their lives are becoming increasingly open to the full range and the full complexity that's the human life. Uh-huh. And that's what I want, and that's what I'm encouraging in this book. I think that what people really need to hear is that the spiritual path is designed to help you become freer and more you, not a particular mold, not a particular kind of thing.
Well, you know, I think that this concept of freedom is so important. But what does it mean within the concept of enlightenment to have freedom?
Oh, bless you. What a great question. Okay, I'm going to give you my experience, and I'll describe it rather briefly. It's in the book. Enlightenment ain't what it's cracked up to be. Uh-huh. But I'll tell you a little about it. I was 24 years old when all this came down, and that was usually fast. I have no idea why it happened, but it did. Uh-huh. And I had, you know, I had had a mind that was chock-a-block full of thoughts and, mm-hmm. you know, people call it the monkey mind. And I sure. was just, you know, that's the way my life was.
Yeah, most people's lives are like that.
Yeah, I think most of us are. And through a series of kind of slow but almost methodical changes that happened in my, it was clear it was in my body, but also in my life, eventually a level of silence became established in the back of my head, which mm-hmm. ultimately spread out, but also in the back of my life, so that behind all of my ordinary thoughts was this silence, this mm-hmm. this unchanging silence. And the thing about that, I could, and at this point I can't, but at the time I could either be sort of out in the world, as it were, mm-hmm. you know, in that busy mind, or I could be back in that silence. I could sort of put my attention back there, as it were, for me. And the quality of the silence itself was this almost dizzying sense of openness, mm. almost dizzying sense of being without any boundaries. And so that I, as I stood in that place, I had the sense of being in this enormous vastness, this unchanging vastness, so smooth and so without effort. It was almost like being on a freshly made ice skating rink, you know, mm-hmm. one of those Zambonis is done, you know, where it's just, you could just go and go and go. And it has that quality. And I think that the point of all of this is that you want to bring that quality of openness into all of your life, so that everything you do has this flavor, this smell of openness and freedom, this sense of being without any effort in what you do.
Ooh, nice.
And so I think that that's really what this whole spiritual path is designed to do. It's designed to get us to that experience, and then from that experience to open up into all of your life, so that everything you do has this sort of open, free, effortless quality. Mm-hmm. It's not to say you don't work. It's not to say you don't work very hard. Uh-huh. It is to say that even working has the same flavor of openness or effortlessness. Does this make sense?
Oh, it makes perfect sense, and it's beautiful. And I think it's probably something that we all yearn for. We have to take a quick break here, but when we return, more with Dr. Robert Forman.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, license or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Robert Forman. He is the author of Enlightenment Ain't What It's Cracked Up to Be, and it is a Best Books Award finalist. So it's getting accolades from a variety of people, and there's some great quotes from some real high-powered individuals in the field of spirituality and transformation, and saying wonderful things about this book. And it's a fascinating book about your journey, Robert, but it's got so much more than your journey. It's about how to integrate spirituality into our daily lives, isn't it?
Yeah. When I started the spiritual path back in the late 60s, I thought that you do the spiritual path and you get the spiritual stuff and you know, everything, your life is going to be perfect. And that's not the way it plays out. That's not the way it was for me at all.
Yeah, me neither.
In fact, I got this, I got the kind of shift that I was sort of hoping for, and I still had an anxiety disorder and I still got depressed. And it was, I could not make sense of it. So that the challenge for me, and I think the challenge for all of us, whether or not we've had this experience, the challenge is, how do you weave what we get from our meditation life, from our yoga life, from our walks in the woods, how do you weave that into your daily life? Mm-hmm. And that becomes the real challenge of all this.
So how do we do that within the difficult relationships, with the challenges at work, within, the bad behavior in traffic?
Oh, I just love your question. That's great. Okay. The key, I think, of enlightenment, as we were talking before, is openness.
Mm-hmm.
Another way to say that is the key transformation is to a deeper level of what is true. In other words, going to something that has more truth to it.
Ooh.
If we can face into what is real, with fewer and fewer defenses, if we can face into what is truly in front of us and truly around us and what is going on in a relationship, then I think that what we're starting to do is apply the openness that we get in enlightenment or in our spiritual lives apply to our daily life. Now, what I want to do, I need to take a real quick caveat here.
Okay.
Most people, when they hear openness or honesty in relationship, immediately think, oh, I'm going to tell that nasty husband of mine what a jerk he is.
Right.
I'm going to tell somebody else, honestly, what's going on with them. And that is exactly what I don't mean.
Okay, so what do you mean?
What I do mean is that I can become increasingly honest with fewer and fewer defenses about where I am screwing things up or what I am truly doing in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge of enlightenment, to become truly open to your own foibles and to your own struggles, and to do it in a way that you have fewer and fewer defenses about what you are.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to apply the principles of enlightenment into everyday life requires the ability to tell the real truth, even when it makes us anxious to do so.
Yeah,
and that's the key.
And you know, Robert, I've found that it's not an easy thing to do, because within the context of that, not only do we have to let go of the blame and shame game, but we also have to be totally honest with ourselves about our own feelings, which can lead to some real uncomfortable changes.
Yea, verily. I think you're absolutely right. This is exactly where it gets tricky. Well, I'd go even one step deeper, Christine. I'd say that it's not only acknowledging your feelings, but it's being willing to recognize the kind of truth about yourself, feelings, insights, patterns, that you have kept from yourself all these years. The hard part of all of this is being able to tell yourself the truth. Telling it to somebody else, I think, is actually a whole lot easier than telling it to yourself.
Right.
And you actually acknowledge, oh, I've been doing this to that person, haven't I? Oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, so it's in there that I think this stuff gets really challenging.
Yeah.
But that requires that we are willing to make ourselves vulnerable, mostly to ourselves.
Right.
You know, make ourselves vulnerable about what's really true, and it's scary to do so. You're absolutely right.
I've often said that it's not the truth that hurts. It's the illusions we've bought into. You know, facing the illusions that creates the pain.
And that's good, because you can think of the illusions as a kind of box we live in.
Right.
And breaking through that box, it's always hard to break out of the box. But when you're out of the box and you're sort of in this more open territory that's on the other side of the box, that's actually fun. That's easy. But the challenge is, you know, it's like, oh, my God, I'm going to break out of my box. No. We get afraid to move through the stuff that we've been living all these years. But once we're out on the other side, you're absolutely right, that's not the hard part. The hard part is getting there.
Yeah.
Or challenging yourself to think in a way that you haven't allowed yourself to think before.
So can you share an example from your journey of you going through that process in some situation?
Oh, you would ask me that, you dirty dog. Sure.
And let me mention, it's live radio too, Robert.
Hi, this is one that... This is one I think everybody will be able to relate to, and this happened to me about 4 or 5 years ago, and frankly, I had asked my wife I wanted a divorce from her, and so we went out to dinner that night to sort of talk this through and to talk through what was going on, and at some point, and I forget exactly what set it up, but it doesn't really matter. At some point, I said to her, "Well, let me back up a notch. I've never had an affair." But I've certainly had crushes on a lot of people.
Sure.
And the women both. So coming back to it, I had to say to my wife that, remember, I just asked to divorce me.
Mm-hmm.
I had to say to her, oh, my goodness, I have been using my crushes on all these other people as a way to keep you at bay.
Oh.
And I'll tell you, Christine, that was one of the hardest sentences I ever uttered, because it made me, you know, I couldn't blame her. I had to be looking at my own stuff.
Responsibility.
But it was true, and that was the critical matter. And once I said it, it was like it kind of opened up a door for me, so that I began to see what was going on with her, with my relationship with her. And it opened up a door for her, too, that she was able to walk through. So I think saying stuff like that, where you have to own the stuff that you've been keeping secret from yourself, I think is... It was a remarkably freeing moment, but it's one of those moments where you go, oh, that's what I've been doing all these years.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is freeing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And yet with that vulnerability, often because of the way we've been socialized, comes shame. How do we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, face our truth, and not experience it as shame?
Let me back up just one quick second. I want to say about that moment I was describing to you a minute ago. After I said that to my wife and we had that conversation that night, we ultimately did not get a divorce, and at this point we're doing quite well. Uh-huh. So back to it.
Okay.
The question of shame is really part of it. And I think, again, the key in all of this is to be able to acknowledge to yourself what is really so, what is really true.
Mm-hmm.
So that if you're feeling ashamed, and I felt ashamed of what I've been doing with her this day,
uh-huh.
If you're feeling shame, I think if you can say to yourself, open up like a French door to that shame, and you just say, oh, I'm ashamed,
mm-hmm.
That is the freeing moment. Getting to that sentence is hard. It's very challenging to be able to say, oh, my God, look how terrible I feel. But uh-huh. Once you've sort of acknowledge that to yourself, now you're in this space of openness, because it's only the things that we keep secret from ourselves
mm-hmm.
that cause us pain. Once we've opened up the truth and said to ourselves, this is what I'm doing, this is what I've done to you, now I have nothing more to be afraid of. I have nothing more to defend. So there's a sense here of being completely free. Remember, we talked about enlightenment as freedom.
Right, right.
There's a sense of freedom here if you can be that honest with yourself about your shame or your feeling of ennui or your feeling of enemy. You know, it's like you can, whatever the feeling is that you're struggling with,
uh-huh.
If you're honest with yourself, oh, that's what I'm feeling, that's what I've been doing, then there's nothing to protect. Then you're open to the other people and you're open to the world. And it has a hugely freeing effect.
Mm-hmm. So, Robert, before we go to our next break, can you share with our listeners how they can connect with you on the Internet?
Oh, bless you. The website for the book is called Enlightenment Ain't What It's Cracked Up to Be. So I have the website associated with the book has a contact form on it, and the website is called enlightenmentaint.com. But I also am running a program that you and I might want to talk about a little bit called Soul Jazz, and the website for that is Soul Jazz, one word, online, souljazzonline.com. And either one of those has contact forms, and I'd be happy to respond to folks. And whatnot. So, yeah,
okay,
I'd love
great. Well, when we return on the Christine Upchurch Show, more with Dr. Robert Foreman. Stay tuned.
We're talking star power. We're talking power of the cosmos. And that we
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes.
For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear. Fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
The colorful world of energy is all around you. Join Lynn Brown on July 19th, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio and learn about the colorful world of chakras, your aura, and what it all means. You'll learn how each chakra corresponds to different aspects of your physical body, material world, and why it is important to give them love and attention. Each attendee will receive a reading on the most prominent color in their aura. Let's get into it. Call 425-271-0200 and register now.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galioscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I am having a conversation today with Dr. Robert Casey Foreman. He is the author of Enlightenment Ain't What It's Cracked Up to Be, A Journey of Discovery, Snow, and Jazz in the Soul. Now, Robert, before the break, we were talking about real applications of this enlightenment, this pursuit, this connection to this greater openness within the context of our daily lives. And you shared a beautiful and very personal example of utilizing this approach within your own life. Before we start talking about soul jazz, because I really want to talk to you about that, I do want to share with our listeners what Jack Canfield said. Now, you mentioned that you had just sent a book to Jack Canfield through a friend. Is that right?
Yeah, we never expected to hear back from him.
Okay. And this is what Jack Canfield, who's, of course, the co-creator of Chicken Soup for the Soul and series, said. The honesty, openness, and transparency of Robert's spiritual journey instantly captivated me. I read the book in one long, joyous sitting. I literally could not put the book down. It is illuminating, entertaining, and impactful. A deep invitation to be your authentic self, to fully own, embody, and express every aspect of yourself. If you're looking for guidance as to what is truly spiritual and enlightening, then read this book. It's definitely chicken soup for the spiritual seeker's soul. Wow, what a recommendation.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I just want you to know that we didn't pay him. That came completely out of the blue.
Yeah.
You know, you send these books out to well-known people, and
sure,
you just figure, they'll never look at it. And this guy wrote that back, and it was like, wow, thank you.
Yeah, there are others, too.
Clever.
I mean, you know, Ken Wilber, Larry Dossey. I mean, there are others who are very well-known who have beautiful things to say about this book. And, you're talking about enlightenment and talking about your own personal journey. And I know that you offer some things to help others on their journey. Can you share a little bit about, beyond the book, what it is you're offering people so that they can help transform their lives and step into enlightenment?
Yeah, well, growing out of my journey and the journey of a whole bunch of other spiritual teachers and leaders and writers and as a civilization, frankly, our challenge is, how do we help people live this stuff in our everyday lives?
Mm-hmm.
How do people actually live these deeper values so that the challenge is both living it within your life, that is to say, privately, but also to live it in relationship, when you're in a conversation, when you're at a work site, when you're, you know, when you're with some friends or with a friend. What does it take to become truly honest and truly open? Another way to ask that question is, how do we develop deep and real intimacy? How do we make real connections with others? And so the application of enlightenment and the application of the spiritual path in our everyday lives is developing real intimacy and honest love. And that's kind of what we've been working on, so that we do that in the Soul Jazz program. And then if people are interested, I also do that as a spiritual counselor, and I seem to be getting some pretty good results about that, so that I am honored to help people develop this in their own lives. It's really quite a joy.
Mm. You know, Robert, when you talk about intimacy in relationships, isn't one of the prerequisites for that intimacy with oneself?
Well, what we were talking about before, Christine, I think is exactly connected to this. For me, intimacy means that you can be open to the full range of the complexity that is a human life. It means you can be open to your loves and to the things that really do trouble you,
mm-hmm.
to the things that you're good at and the things that you're really not good at, to the places where you hurt and the places where you are happy.
Mm-hmm.
And to be really open to that, I think, is the challenge of a human life. And I think that being with others with a level of honesty can help us develop that understanding of what's really going on. Some of my clients, just recently, actually, I had two conversations to this effect. Some of my clients were saying, is this intimacy?
Mm-hmm.
when they were having some sort of conversation with somebody else. And I think that the lesson that we've all been sort of learning is there isn't a noun that is intimacy. Rather, intimacy is like a verb.
Right.
You move forward and discover more about who you are and what you feel and what really drives you. I have some relationships, some friendships with some people, and we've really been thinking a lot about this. And for example, I'm thinking of a conversation I had with a female friend, actually from Seattle,
mm-hmm.
not too long ago, and she said, can I just figure out what's going on with this particular friend? And so she had a girlfriend, and she was trying to figure out what was so complicated about this relationship. She couldn't quite figure out what was going on. And so in a half-an-hour talk, with mostly me just listening,
mm-hmm.
she was able to kind of figure out what was really going on with this friend of hers, and she was able to figure out why she'd been so troubled by the relationship. And I think that's a moment of intimacy where we can discover aloud with another human being what we feel, what's really going on, where our confusions are. I think that the process is what it takes to become really intimate with somebody. And if you're not honest with yourself about your struggles or your feelings
uh-huh.
or your insights, if you can't really own what's really going on in you, then I think, yeah, it stands in the way of intimacy. So absolutely. It absolutely is required that you know, at least to some extent, what's really going on for you before you can begin to explore that with another person.
So, Robert, you know, having that insight and awareness about what's going on within ourselves is great, but don't we have to be able to accept it in order to open that Pandora's box, if you will?
We're in deep waters all of a sudden here. Must we be able to accept it? And I think that what really goes on here is that the challenge is to become more open to what goes on in us.
Uh-huh.
And becoming open is the process of coming to acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Becoming more aware. The image I have right now is like a funnel.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You know, if imagine the funnel is the thin end of the funnel is you, and you open out into your feelings with the wider end of the funnel.
Uh-huh.
And can you open that funnel up wider and wider and feel more and more and know more and more about what really goes on in you and become more and more aware? And in becoming aware of these feelings, you are coming to accept them. You are coming into acceptance of what it is to be you. So I think acceptance and openness are oh, God. I was going to use the word coterminous, but that sounds like a professor. I think they're kind of the same
yes,
thing.
Professor Furman.
Furman. You know, that I think that what I am open to is what I can accept. And the more open I am into something, the more I am accepting it. Yeah.
Well,
so,
for
example, when I said to my wife, I have been having these, you know, I've been having crushes on people.
Right.
And that stood in the way of my relationship with you. It was hard to say it. But once I had acknowledged it to myself, I had, in effect, accepted it. I had accepted that's what I've been doing.
Well, you know, I think sometimes that, you know, to use your visual of the funnel, what happens is we sort of open up to some of the stuff, some of the truth of where we're coming from, what our feelings are, become uncomfortable with it and close it down. And,
yes.
And so it's kind of a process of, you know, open, shut, because there's
yes.
often, you know, pain, there's often self-judgment. And
yes.
so, you know, how do we stay open more and more?
What you've just said is exactly the process, and what you've just said is the answer to the question. In other words, that you open up. Look, when I have to confront something that I don't want to acknowledge in myself, the way it always goes, and I think for everybody it goes this way, the way it goes is you open up and you say, oh, that's what I've been doing.
Uh-huh.
And then you are afraid. And so you close down to it. And then a month later or 6 months later, when you are emotionally ready to be able to handle that much challenge to your ego, you find you can open up to it again.
Right.
And you open up a little bit again. And you say, oh, there it is. You know, and then you go, oh. You know,
right,
and it's
right.
like, I don't want that.
Yeah.
So you shut down.
Yeah.
And but little by little, you learn to open to this. And I think people that have been through traumas know exactly this process.
Sure.
Like, I was abused as a kid, and so that to remember those moments was excruciatingly painful.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'd have a memory, and then I'd sort of quiet down. I'd sort of shut down. And
yeah.
and then, you know, some weeks later or months later, I'd tell a friend or I'd open to it again, and there it was again. And I have that experience, that passionate, powerful weeping that goes with these memories.
Mm-hmm.
And then
the
you shut down again.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you shut down again. You know, and it's like, and that's the process. That we come to terms with the really painful stuff in a step by step. It's an iterative process.
Mm-hmm.
It's a step by step process.
Right.
So what you're describing is exactly right. It always has to go that way because if it's real, there is going to be emotion associated with it, and to be able to handle that level of pain is always something that we have to do in a step by step way.
Makes perfect sense. More with Robert Furman when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience, where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, Cable Radio Network, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. Robert Casey Foreman. He's the author of Enlightenment 8, What It's Cracked Up to Be. And, you know, it's such an important conversation, Robert, because it seems to me that, you know, for thousands of years, we've had approaches to connecting with our spiritual selves in separate experiences, you know, going to church, having meditation retreats, and all these things can be wonderful. But it seems like in order to transform the planet, and we really need to transform our lives by integrating spirituality into our daily lives. And that's what you're talking about. So it feels so important.
Yeah, I think that, and I don't want to say it's a mistake, but I think that there has been a kind of lack in our religious system. You know, for me to discover Christ has been a very solitary affair.
Uh-huh.
That I find Christ, you know, in a church, or I find Christ through my prayer life, or in my meditation life, I find Brahman. I find the Hindu version of God is Brahman, and that's the sense of the openness of the divine.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find it privately through Buddhism in something called the Buddha mind, or shunyata, emptiness. And I think all those things are wonderful and important, but they left us with this longing or this lacking,
mm-hmm,
of how on earth do you live this stuff. And the Soul Jazz program that we were talking about before is designed to help people figure this out. In other words, help people learn how to apply these very principles into their daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where the rubber hits the road. And I think that we need to know how to do that, not in an abstract way, but in a daily life, in our relationships, in our marriages, in our work teams, with our friendships.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we go to the gym, we need to know how to live this stuff.
Yeah.
So I think you're absolutely right. And that's Enlightenment 8, what it's cracked up to be, is designed to kind of point to that. And it's pointing to where we need to be heading.
Mm-hmm.
And where we need to be heading is to be able to see that all of life, we can apply this sense of openness and freedom into all of our lives, every corner of our lives, and that's, I think, where the spiritual life has to be headed.
You know, Robert, for some reason it makes me remember what people like Joe Dispenza have talked about, how with the male brain like the left side and the right side don't talk to each other as easily as with women. And the spirituality happens, you know, the sort of the downloads happen more on the right side of the brain. And integrating things into our daily lives, it's almost like having the left brain and the right brain kind of talk to each other. That's sort of on the physical level. And it almost feels like this next step relates to stepping into the feminine energy, because it's that flow of back and forth. Here's this reality that I'm dealing with here in traffic, and I'm connected and I'm open, and here's this reality I'm dealing with in my workaday world, and okay, I'm connecting here again. So
I think you're right on. That is, I think that to be able to connect the abstract side of spirituality with the everyday side is a kind of what Jung called the coincidence of opposites.
Mm.
I think to be able to connect the male energy with the female energy, the male energy of sort of pushing out and the female energy of relating and connecting and whatnot, I think being able to do both of those things is exactly right. How do we apply this? And in a certain sense, as you look back on the religious traditions, mm-hmm. to a considerable extent, it's kind of male energy. You know, there's you know, the typical guy is a monk, and he typically would realize his connection with God. And I think that to bring the feminine wisdom and the feminine energy into that, I think is very much what our larger culture and our civilization really needs to be doing.
Yes,
but I think that's a good insight. And again, I want to point to this sense of coincidence of opposites to bring the abstractness of spirit.
Uh-huh.
Into the everydayness of our daily relationships, I think is really where the next step has to go.
And, you know, it seems to me that the more we do that, and, you know, I've been on my own journey with my own process, the less abstract our spiritual sides feel.
Yeah. I think my whole path, and I've been doing this now for 44 years, my whole path has been learning how to really bring the abstractness of spirit into my connections with my wife, with uh-huh. my children, now with my grandchildren.
Uh-huh.
It's really learning how to love, but in a very deep and open way. And I think that's really the challenge that most of us are facing.
Uh-huh.
How do you really connect? How do you really love? How do you really find the connection with yourself and others? Yeah.
So do you have something in particular you'd like to share with our listeners over like the next couple of minutes before we end the show?
So I got 2 minutes here?
Just 2.5, maybe.
Okay. From my side, I think if there's one lesson I'd like to offer to our listeners, it's that honesty, true, deep honesty, is probably the greatest gift to yourself you can offer.
Oh.
True, deep honesty allows you to be open and free in your life. Only when you're being dishonest do you have to protect them. And so that I think being honest with yourself is the key. That's what I want to say from my side. Now,
right.
I want to say something about you.
What's that?
And that is, I want to take my hat off to what you're doing here, Christine. There's too many conversations in the world that are superficial. There's
uh-huh.
too much hype on the radio and in the TV. And you're carrying on conversations with interesting people about valuable subjects and doing it in a way that's both thoughtful and real and humble. And I think what you're doing is extremely rich and important work. And I want your listeners to recognize what it takes to do something like what you're doing, the fortitude, the energy, and the wisdom that it takes to make a show like this keep going and on and on. And I think what you're doing is great. And I want to alert your listeners to the wisdom that they have here in you.
Oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. You know, it's... I love this work because I get to talk to people like you and have such deep conversations that can help many. And, you know, Robert, your work feels so important to me because it is like the next stage of our evolution from my perspective, integrating the flow of spirit into our moment-to-moment daily lives. And I thank you for doing that. And before we end the show, you must share with our listeners how they can connect with you online, please.
Okay, of the two sites that they can connect with me, there's contacts on each one. Enlightenment8.com, that's about the book, and souljazzonline.com. So enlightenment8.com.
And that's without the apostrophe, right? The A-I-N...
You can't put an apostrophe on the web. So enlightenment8, A-I-N-T, .com, and souljazzonline.com. So thanks for asking that.
Yeah, and you know, this is a beautiful book, Enlightenment 8, What It's Cracked Up to Be, A Journey of Discovery, Snow, and Jazz in the Soul, and it's getting great reviews from some real VIPs and winning awards, and it's a beautiful story of your journey, and with the wisdom you have obtained through your journey, and I thank you for sharing that, Robert, and I thank you for being on the show today.
It has been an honor, so thank you.
And thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I look forward to talking to you again next week. Bye, everybody.
You've been listening to The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, license or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.